kein Kotter, der Kotter, der Kotter, schon. Drei Äste, die Ose, der Mama kommt. Das ist bei Schuhe, aber lo Maschen, mit dem wir die Rambam. Perik ist bei, war Tursha. Der Kotter, wo sie Ilu, lo Rotterta, hoher lo le Tolo, o lo mar ein Meise, jodai Maschbegli. Two separate things she could have done. Either to ask, demand it, or to say, I don't have enough money. Maschma, Maschma Kotter, hoher lo le Tolo, I know I feel it in my speaker. And it's really about any other love about talk and see my eyes get back on the side. The cut was she ilu lo rotisa, hoya lo le tolo, o lomar e nice yoda in my speaker. Two separate things she could have done. Either to ask, demand it, or to say, I don't have enough money. Masna, Masha cut of hoya lo le tolo, I know I feel it in my speaker. And it's really about any uncle I'm about talking to my aunt, your dad was on the side. Even though what? She's a rich woman. We can eat the barashi. We can cut it on Mordechai, like God's Oshirish, Perek, Bionic, Zeris, which ain't Rashi. Who is Tavak, Shubakan? Gam Kane ain't a uncle I'm about talking to my aunt, your dad was on the side. The local, right? The Shmuel wants to say that the Ran is wrong. Let's look at the original sources now. The Ran is in on the Mar Makom. Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Where did Ran get it from? How did Ran know this? Can I get up? What's that a mother? There's the Ran, the Omel of Timaas Adams on the side. Meho Mashma, Tafil Ravuna, the Omel of the Chesim Adnei, Mizoni Yika, Yochol Omel came with the Sofka. She has enough money to tell her, goodbye. Who was Lo Sofka Nami Yochol Omel of the Shatikach Masi Adel, with the Mei Mizon Adel, with the Yashmi Mashar. How did he know? So Kaim lunk Rafuna Kadir Sikrit and Kama say Behedja, the Terek Shedan is there, that's Kuzayin of the days. Vanan Vale Bishmaitin, Aliba de Hilchus, Armin and Hoki. He's to do with the Gemara, that iron is kind of lawful. And the Gemara, since he can say Shima Sanas on the side, it must mean that as long as she's making the money, he can tell her. That's the Ram. Where's the Rambam? So we have Sadiq from the Rambam's Lashon, in Hilchot Ishus, which the Bishmuel quoted, but it's also a Pirush HaMishnayos, which is interesting. Let's look at the Pirush HaMishnayos. Yeah? No, of course he can't say that she has no money with the low substance. We're discussing if she has enough money. Can he say, listen, my dear darling wife, I have a financial obligation to you. Could you have enough money and you're a Masya Dayan, but you can do it yourself. So why should you bother switching bank accounts twice? You'll give me Masya Dayan, I'll give you the money for the check, for the food. Just buy your own food, goodbye. So the Ran can do it. Why not? The Ran makes sense. If you're a heartless banker, the Ran makes sense. There's a romantic Rambam. Confucius and Mishnayos. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. One second. The Pirush HaMishnayos in the last parak of Tzuvit. Mishnah Aleph. The Rambam, see? The Rambam. The Beis Shmuel disagrees, but he quotes earlier sources. The Rambam says that he can force the Beis Shmuel to suggest the Rambam. The Rambam says, so he disagrees with the Rambam. That's your thing. So they're standing in the Rambam and Rambam. What's the difference? You're right, what's the difference? You're a heartless banker. What's the difference? You look Tyson. There it is. Tyson? What's the credo of Tyson? Bottom line. The money. The bottom line is the same. That's Tyson's quote. That's the Tyson's school of business. Bottom line. That is the Pirush HaMishnayos HaRambam. We'll be mashed at the Tzorach Leida. Sharashun Piara Adam Lama the Ishtal Timasya Zayak and Zonasayak Kaksisamik of Sharon. Carl's man Sha'ainu Matui. As long as he's not there, he can make a statement. The Rambam, here's the Messiah. Rambam, character is just given this hour. And the man of the country. Yes. The Zach Shaina Matima. I was Matima. Ain't a Yahalama came. Nor shoots the other. Etc., etc., etc. We can't say. That's the parish of the Messiah's around. The Rambam disagrees. Who's right? Who's right? What does Rashi say? So, and that's speaking around Kuf Zion of the days. There's a Rashi, there's a Mishnah Berurah, there's a Beit Shmuel quoted a Rashi. Right? Well, as a matter of fact, the big question is, does anyone argue with the Ran? But someone would say, no one argues. There's like a denial. Because Beit Shuva says, Beit Med agrees, that's what? Let them on the problem. Everybody agrees they can give him the money and they're going to buy. Everybody goes to Tyson. No liberal arts, no romantics, no, it's just bottom line. One minute. I've enough for the Rambam. The Pasha's enough for the Rambam. Hold on a second. And there's a Rashi. The Rashi's in the Kuf Zion. Okay, look at Rashi in the Super Kuf Zion of an hour. Rashi's on the third narrow line. Kuzan out. Apu lohaya yafa lomala. See, etc. Helen can he misratza. Only if she consents is his work. If she doesn't consent, it's no good. That's what Rashi needs to say. Hold on. Slowly. So wait a minute, slow. One second. This is a big controversy. A major controversy. So we have to have a word from our sponsor, this is Connor. Or I always have a deep quote, I always like to quote him, you know. The author personally quotes a statement, Aegis, on Ibn Ezra, Yisrael Khan, who quotes a fascinating Gemara, Nun Chesam Adam. What's Nun Chesam Adam? On this issue. Sif Kut Chav Beis, Os Aleph, in the Simen Shana Tetra. Nun Chesam and Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. No sin is halfway down the page. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. No sin lo... Well, before that. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir Omer. No. Abba ben Nesua. Dimri HaKol. Mach Tzachulin. Umach Tzachruma. Rashi. Mach Tzachulin. If he should call Buddha Vatnele Shanima, Hillen and Hay. Can we see the side on the right side? Vavia Viachel Ainan Eslo, she's asked to be Tokel. They give her half Kulin and half Truma. Why can't they give her all Truma? Because if she's a Nida, she may not eat Truma. So they have to provide her with food for Nidus and food for her to be made Tara. We don't say, oh man, there's no such day of the Shokhuma, the Acha Shokhuma, detail. And that's just reading that for a third of the time, or a half of the time. Have you done that? No, it's not called Shokhuma. Aye, you can't eat it. Kimo keres v'lo kachas v'davim kulim. So the hustle. So apparently, Rabbi Yehuda is not from the big kofuda about Tzalach Panima niggas. Right? I mean cynical of it. It's a machshayla, how much Panima there is. You shouldn't think of Panima, it's just a... Lubavitcher phrase or something like that. It's halachas kataskin based on this. What kind of food the husband gives to his wife is based on halacha lemaaseh. on this concept of Kavura Batzmela Prima. We pass him, if I'm not mistaken, Machzachul and Machzachum, the Rambam pass in the position. Today we don't have Shum at all, because we pass him Kavura Batzmela Prima. And Rabbi doesn't know so much from that. Slowly. That being the case, Rabbosai, Rabbi Yitzchak says, hey, a man can't tell his wife, see my Siyazayak of Zonasayah, go out and make a living, and if you can't make your ends meet, I'll supply the rest. She says, no! I am a traditional Jewish woman. I'm staying home. I'm not going anywhere. You give me wool, I'll knit. That's a traditional woman's job. I'm not going to Sy Sims School for Business, whatever, downtown. I'm not going to law school. I'm a traditional Jewish woman. I'm staying home. You bring me wool, okay, I have a sewing machine, I have a loom. Slowly. She can tell her husband, he said to her, honey, see Mas Yadam's on the side. If you don't make the go of it, then I will acquire the rest. She'll say, okay, give me the rest. The rest is everything. I'm not going anywhere. That's the shalom. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, he thinks it's the machlokas of Yudah and the Chachamim. What did he say? For the Harifas. Because if they bring a raya from the Gemara and give them that today, it's a complicated raya, that that he can say to her, see Mas Yadayah, it's one of the riots that they, that the post can bring. I think there's only going, I think, quote, here. Who quotes? Perkama de Gittin. He quotes a riot. Let's take a look. You have a, where's my here? I'll tell you what it looks like. You haven't seen this ever, Birkat Eliyahu? He gets a very good elaboration on the riots of the Bir Hagro. Here in Simon Samach Tes, the Cotton Zion, the Goyan quote. Oh, be patient, one second. The Goyan quote over here. Terakama de Git, what's that mean? There it says, the Mishnah. In the years of Shlolazin is Abba Rashoi. Shlolazin is Ishto Ena Rashoi. The Gemara says, this case is referring to a case. Shomel of Tzimashidak is on a Sayyid. And Isha Marvis is a low sofka. Vihim mismatzekas for Amal of Timasi of Diakas on the side. Rashoi! So an offering Gemara, like the Rambam. How can anybody argue? An offering Gemara. Says the Ritzik Al-Khanan, that Gemara in Gittin goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one holding Tzumis, and that Nun Chesem and Aleph, that what? Come on, Nu. That what? That he's not so worried about what about called Buddha, about Melech Penimo. Of course he can say it, but we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Rabbi Tzulkanan says. That's what he says. Achir is God. Yep. Give you days of an hour. That's the Gemara. We postulate. It doesn't say it in the Gemara anywhere. That's the Gemara that quoted Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin not that way. The Gemara of the Gemara says, Ma'ar Teimo, Kol Kvud of Aschelach Penimo, for Mashmolon. So you don't say Penimo in this kind of a situation. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, you do say Penimo, as we saw in the Rashi and Chesem and Al. But the Machlokas HaTanoi, amazing. That's what the opponent said. Then I saw quoting the same author of the Erech Shar, who quotes a Mitzudas David on Mishlei. Tanakh for the week. We had a lot of parshas of war this week, we're going to Tanakh already. Then probably you all know it by heart, you all say it every week, you say you know it. Darsha Temer Upishtim. Says the Mitzudas David. Darsha Tzemer Upishtim. She went and she looked for wool and for linen to spin on a loom. Even though she's not necessary, it's not required. That's not her job. It's not our job. We have to go out and look for wool and for linen. And hey, she's tired. She goes, does more than she's required to do.
Yeah.
Not together.
Oh, no.
Those are several Christians separately. Not together. Now. So the Beis Yaakov, I asked you to finally look at the Beis Yaakov the first time of the year. You have the Beis Yaakov here?
No, I have the Beis Yaakov.
I think about that, but Beis Yaakov is the deceiver. I bought it in farm sale. I thought that I bought it in farm sale. Let me quote it finally. So the Beis Yaakov is as follows. That if it's, this is right before the day, everyone agrees that the man is there, she's not required to go out and buy linen and wool. Let him buy it first, she'll spin it. Only child is if he's not there. The husband is not in town. He can't go buy her the wool and the linen. Is she mechuyev to go out and buy the woman the wool and the linen or not? That's what the Beis Yaakov said. And 1 second. That's the shaila which the post, that's the Pirush Mishnayos, right? That's the Pirush Mishnayos. And those are Hagos Ashri, he quotes. Hagos, okay, I don't think I put it in my account, but I think you'll see it in the Beis Yaakov, but if you didn't see the Beis Yaakov, many of you, let's look at Hagos Ashri, there's another quotation. Please turn to the back of the Rush is the 13th pair. No. So Hagos Ashri said, my God, such as page 272. There he says, "Quote the Gemara Gittin, who was a sofka, was a sofka low. While he woke up from the head of her camera to Gittin, that get out of the bed." The first I got to in the 13th pair, page 272, Simon's first count. Gabi Omelas, the Lodzim is Ishto, Eina Rashoi, Vamina de Gemara, the Kavase, Gabi Isha, Domelas, Sima, Sarah, Gona Sayach, Amai, Eina Rashoi, and Sima, but Lod Sofka. Mashma Yisofka, I feel about Parcha, Yopa, Lomelo, Si, etc. Do you mind me, Daita, I feel about Lod Sofka, Nami? The Pirish Rashi, Hofa, Mashma, that feel the Sofka, Eina, Bal, Yopa, Lomelo, Sima, Sarah, Gona Sayach, Lodzim, Kain, Kibla, you will be with the Rashi inside, this will stand around. Came out with the parakeet to Tiyas HaIsha. What parakeet to Tiyas HaIsha? I know that. What's the Mordecai referring to? I'm not sure what he means over here. What's the Mordecai? Because the Mordecai will tell you what he meant. So the Beis Yaakov says that he thinks if the husband is there, it's a pshara like the Rambam. If the husband is there, then the husband has to provide her with the materials she can go out and do the work. But if the husband is not there, that's when the shadow comes up. That's what the Beis Yaakov says. Hold on a second, let me hear a look. Okay, Master Reparic with Tiyas HaIsha. Doesn't say a word what? Doesn't say, the same thing tells you. Well, look at the chance, I have to look at it. Now, we'll look at the Parak, see what there is there. We didn't see any Reparic with Tiyas HaIsha. Look again. Anyway, Rebel's side. What's the difference if he's there or if he's not there? What should the difference be? Technically, what's the difference? The Fianias Daiti, we can explain it based on yesterday's episode. Yesterday the sod was in the Chir and Milonis of two halachas. The halacha of dollars and cents, but also halacha of what we call relationships. She'er. In the relationship. So it's not all dollars and cents, despite what they say on the interview. There are other things besides money. So it. Vada. if he's with her and they're living together in the same town right now, he can't just posture himself by saying, listen, if Yonatan Abishit says, the Ben Yehuva, he says, what's the pshat? Like you said, the Tyson, if you want the Tyson, he said, Afuchi ma karta lomali. You know what that expression means? It's along Subas. Afuchi ma karta, where's the end of Subas, no? Yes? Where is it? When the last topic, where's that Gemara? No, towards the end. Afuchi ma karta lomali means, here it is, Kuf Yura Manala. Let me show you the expression. Kuf Yura Manala. Very end of Tzubis. Because over here, Itmar, right after the second Mishnah, ended in narrow line. Shnayim Shotiyu, I don't think so. Shnayim Shotiyu, Shtachov Zel Zer, Nachman Amma Zer Gover and Zer Gover, Shesh Lama, Fuchim Atak Alamali, it's ridiculous. You collect and I collect. Rashi explains, Hanos Yishneim Atkufin Shal Or, Umasan Shove, Mayit from the Lahmach Shem, Minus Rosh and Small Dimir, we're crazy. I give you $100, you give me $100. That's the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis in Taina. What's wrong with the Rav Oro? She should give him $100 of her earnings, he should give $100 of food. Crazy. You're right, in dollars and cents it's crazy. But there's an additional level of obligation to a husband to a wife. A relationship. She should feel that he's supporting her. You know, she's really supporting him under the table, but she... He has to, she shouldn't feel like my husband's supportive. He pays the bills. He wears the pants, he pays the bills. Today, everything's good. But he's the show would be as follows. If he's out of town, and they're having a telephone relationship right now, he's went on a business trip for a month, it's not a relationship. So for there, so then he can tell us, I'm out of town anyway, I can't see you anyway. I should send you a check and send you why your money. That, just see my side when it's out of the bar. As long as he's self-good, good enough. But if what? He's there. That's not right. We want to have a strong relationship. I don't want you to just give me a check. I should write my own check. You pay me for the food. I'll give you my own. That sure would make sense along the line that we explained yesterday, that Sha'er is not purely a dollar figure, but is more to it than that. Perhaps. If that's the case, one might argue, based on the Beis Shmuel as follows, that the Ran is my own Kiddush. That the Ran is the Shittosu and the Rabban is the Shittosu. The Ran is the Shittosu and the Mizonah is the Rabbanah. And we said yes, the Mizonah is the Rabbanah is $2.10. In 2,000 cents, the Rabbi Yonis is right. The Rabbi Yonis said, "Who will have love?" But the Rama the Shitoso is my cop. The Rama the Mishonis the Raisa. What's the Raisa based on what pasuk? What Sheer? What does Sheer mean? We said before a relationship. That's 1,000 cents. The Rama the Shitoso. You can't tell your wife. At least if you're there, you can't tell her. Listen, you don't bother giving me the money. I'll give you the money. Goodbye. No, you're going to ruin the word share. But according to the Rambam, there is no share. The zone is the Rabbanon. That was my idea that perhaps we should suggest that the Rambam should toss and the Rambam should toss. Oh. Levisa. The whole thing is not really relevant. But we shall see soon, probably tomorrow, that the... What do you mean, Matia there? Matya there's the amount that she earned by weaving 5 slum weight of wool. I mean, the amount is so pitifully small that nothing's better to talk about. What woman's earnings today, it falls into the category of either Mosar or even beyond Mosar. It's called Hadafa Yadeh Tak. It's the Gemara we'll see. It's an expression of the Gemara. But we passed it, we're knowing that the zonos, that the masidayim, she keeps anyway. So the whole thing is irrelevant, because today, women keep their earnings anyway. Sorry, Charlie. Women keep their earnings, the maestro, women keep their earnings anyway. It's all called masidayim, my dad's cock. So, see, what do you mean? See, masidayim, I'm going to say it. I'll say, I'm not going to give you support. You support yourself on the amount that you make from spinning 5 pounds of wool. That's $3. I can buy chewing gum for the week. That's it. So all this not shaykh with flowers, man. That's it. So the various changes that we've had in the economy, it just doesn't exist anymore. That's what that store quoted here in the Piskei Din Rabbanim. Shmuel Berner, Symbolist, the Gedolim, the Dayanim of Tel Aviv, possibly. The whole thing is irrelevant nowadays. We haven't mattered. That still stays the same. We haven't modernized it yet. You look it up in the library, the Piskei. It says Mishkol Kamesh.
Thank you. They say how much is Maaseh Adah?
All right, that's what you're required to do. No automatic cola built into it. No, not much. No, but that's what it says.
Do whatever it takes for a week. Support.
Hold on. Rabosa, I want to just finish up a few things and today, and then tomorrow we start a new inyan. Like this. Rabosai, we mentioned before, three reasons why she cannot say any niftes, the any no senet peres. That's causing the two or three reasons. The first reason is what? That the takana takam will be bottled forever. The second is just quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Shimon Shalom Chesed, hey, Shlosi Tama Ben Agoyim. And the third reason is what? That what? He's Zolka B'Gufa Karka L'Peiris, but not Gufa Yodarim. What does that mean? The Torah goes back to one of our major Yisodos from last year. This is the Kinyan Peiris and the Skus Peiris. We mentioned once here briefly. A Kinyan Peiris is Kinyan and Gufa Peiroso. This is the nature, according to the Torah, over here, of Nifsei Malub. It's called the Karka L'Peiroso, the Pashas. That's called Zlosh, right? It's called Zolche what? In the Guf HaKark of the Peres. What are they saying? They say, no, what are they saying? Shani Peres, the other Kiyoda, the Zolche was Guf HaKark. That's a separate question. Guf HaKark of the Peres. The Yadayim, you can't. You asked me, who asked you before? Who asked you before? Yadayim of the Peres, you asked me before? Who did? The Pasha there means, let's see the details tomorrow. There means it's Kuz Peres, there means it's Kinyan Peres. Let's discuss the details. Lusha is complicated, let's discuss between them. The Ran, Rabotai, gives other reasons for this thing. Let's turn to the Ran briefly. Okay, also in the Marble Prophecy. On, right here, let's take Jude Zion thing about it. The first Ran. He gives two other reasons why she cannot say any niftis, man, no senet peres. No, let's take a look. Oh. The miyu, it's the dimamaskal piknu. See the big word of the Gemara? Go up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines above the word of the Gemara, directly, over the men. It's for both of their benefits, not for one only. We'll see the details of that tomorrow. I was Birkona, Lekala Man Barafi, it's a man Shaman law. That's reason number one in the round is it's for the benefit of both parties. So neither party can try to change what the halacha says. Neither party. It's for both the benefit of both. V.O. Shimatom Shaman law. Mahawila Fakam attack on us. Another reason. The fifth reason. Three and toast. Not two in the round. Shetikula Paris. Become a joke. Why? Shakala Nashim Shayila and Paris. You almost came. What? Ain't any nifts in the Senate's pit? Oh, Shalom Yil and Paris. The Chayah is the Baal of Dosam. But look for me to send Nivika. El Abada and Shomin Lo. The Baal of the Gemshat. It was going to come out that it all depends on whether she has Paris or not. She lifts him a look or not. What do you mean? As opposed to Mizonah and Mas Yadayim, everybody has to eat. And everybody has to do Matzah Yadayim. So it's a standard procedure. So that's why they made that she can stay in the Don of Venosa. But here, it's going to come out very funny. Those who have this symbol will say one way, one another, will be lucky to meet a tzaddik. That's the fifth reason altogether. We are told from two in the round that she cannot say any nifted, be any standard papers. The Meiri is a very bad Babashi reason. She thinks that it's not for benefit. Me? Captured? Who's going to want to capture me? So therefore, she says I'm a knacker, and then a year later she gets captured. All of a sudden, whoa, where did I go? Help me out! Get me out of this captivity! It's in her self-interest not to let her say any nifted there in the center affairs. She followed the verse. She thinks now she's a knacker. Until then, she gets captured. And all of a sudden, she says, oh, you know, I would have been redeemed. Now I get my husband to tell him not to redeem me. Now I'm going to be here for life. It's really for her benefit. By the way, she just said there's some disagree. Yesh Migdoli Hamorim would say, she can't say any nifted there in the center affairs. Basically, six weeks per call is not okay. Basically, simple lesson of the Gemara. Six reasons why she can't, and there's one data that she can't. Next, the rant continues. Uvikvura shetachas tzubot tsunami, ein echad mehem yocho loma eini rosa betakana tzachamim, elakover viyorish. You can't, no other way out. Why? It's a tova shneim. It's a tova shneim. That's how the Chilkas Mechokim says in Sifkotin Tet. The other pshat in the round also works. Namely, all those women who have in the dunya will say this. They don't have in the dunya, they won't say it. But love to meet it. So both pshat of the round will work to explain why you can't take forth Tachas Tzuba, neither one can say no. It's a quote of Jesus around. What about a quote of Jesus at Tosfos? Where Tachas Tzuba? How does it say it works? What was Hosea told? Did that three reasons apply? Did that three reasons apply? What are that three reasons again? Come on, we should know by heart. Once in a lifetime. Well, yeah, once in a lifetime, but the kfura and after everything is over. So the fact that it's once in a lifetime. What is the kfura problem? One that should say, you have my parents, one of my parents. Oh, and the dunya rather. The dunya. The dunya means the dunya, why? What are the two reasons of Tosfos? I forgot already. Why? Oh. Yeah. Gufa Karpas Nikola. That's not a plot. Gufa Karpas Nikola. That's the dunya. From Barbara, Tonila. That would apply. What's the other third reason? Lotitama would not apply. Lotitama, that would not apply. Let's just say, Shalote Mutulu Bizayin. The equivalent. Won't bury her. She left there. He would be barrel side to come and pick her up. So if it's from Potter's Field, maybe. Maybe it's another verse. Maybe. The Beis Yaakov says that Thursday has a social blog about the Zohar of Bukhufa Kaj. Okay. For both sides, I ran out of time. The only thing I've left to old unfinished business is an Avni Maluim, which we'll have to see, and the last Ramon Ramba. Fundamentally sold us a marriage, which we also are partial shiur in the perspective of Hashkafa, a general Hanhaga, aside from the specifics of Hilchos Tzuvos. The Ramah has a very interesting halacha, and I put it on the Maror Hamakomos now because it's tied directly with the, we're learning now, that what the same sinner we're learning now. That's the last Maror Hamakomos, please. No. The last line in the Maror Hamakomos, the last two lines, is a Ramah and a Rambah. The last Ramah, the Hilchos and Siman Samech Tes says, all of a sudden out of nowhere, Amru Razal, Ein Lecha Sheir Benoshim Ala Isha Sheosher Ritzon Baila. Wow. So, wow. What's the marker? But the Hagol's mind is supposed to... Hold on. Slowly. Don't just relax. Okay? Relax. So the Vilna Goyim quotes a number of different sources for this drushin. There's also Gemara in the Dorin. a famous story about Bava ben Buta. Happened was that he thought that Yom Yidarab, if they were going to get into it, well, that Bava ben Buta, what happened was a certain man and a wife, I'm a guy, I don't know, but this was cute, and she told him to break, he told his wife to break a brick on the top of the Bava. He meant, Bava means candlesticks, I forgot.
Candlesticks. Brick would be kind of interesting.
Yeah, whatever. Break the candlesticks on the head of the head of the Bava. Bava means she didn't have the head at the top of the gate. She understood it to mean what? Bava ben Buta. So he walks over to the Gadol HaDor and she smashes the candlesticks over his head. And she asks him, BT, well, thank you very much. Thank you. So what's this all about? So she says the story that her husband told her to break the candlesticks on the top of the Bava. He understood right away what happened. But then he responded by saying, oh, this is with Tom Baila and the whole story. That's one of the Makaras in the Gemara, aside from the Midrash Makaras, cited by the Groh. But the Rambam is the real Makar for this din. And the Rambam requires very careful study, not stop. This is the Rambam you'll see hanging up on my wall in the Town for Shabbos. You'll see it there. Both sides. This is egalitarian. Both sides. Says, okay, this is the last two halachas of Parak Tazavah and Mishnah. Okay, Tiva Chachamim. Sheor the Mechaber of Ishto Yosef Megufo. Rov of the Gufo. The Gemara Yivamis Sam of Beis and the Beis. The Vyesh Lomom and Harvey. The Vyesh Lomom and Harvey Mitzal Vosu Tivi Mamona. He has money. She take care of her according to his station with a lot of money. Lo Yatala Leha Emi Yisera. He shouldn't impose excessive fear upon him. Shedibura imo benachas, and he should speak to her quietly. Vlo ye otzem lo ragni. He shouldn't be sad or angry. We discussed about riches in our marriage shalom bayashir last month. We explained about riches. You shouldn't even be sad and angry. Nothing to do with her. No. You want to be sad and angry, have to do it before you get married. Once you're married, you have to be happy. You can't be calm. The actual halachas over here, tiva chachamim. It's a Beferish Gemara Yevamis. Sounds like it's a din. What's Mechabdus is Yosef Gufo? So the Gemara, the false before the Gemara Baba Kama. It says, Mana Mechabduto. That's the first of clothing. That clothing is an expression of honor. That's not one of the examples. I mean, it's the whole thing. Yes, please.
That's kind
of like in that clothing. That's Ramon Kosu. Okay, people have come and show them not stop. Yeah.
When the Rambam says Tiva Chachamim, the Harbam does that most times does it in a day or something that a good ancient Muslim.
Okay, economics. The question is whether it's really a chiyuv in the full sense of the chiyuv. It's a question. Economics. But the Gemara says so, the Rambam says so, the Shulchan Aruch says so. Sounds like a good idea to do. Alach HaKof, mate, we'll see in a minute. Okay, Tiva Ala Isha. Shetei Vechaberes is Baal of Yosef Bidai. Just to honor her husband, see what I mean. V'yela mora mimenu. She has to have mora, the midst of mora. Finally, keep it away, also covered, and mora. The tassel called ma'aseh ha'apiv. She should conduct herself according to what he says. V'yeh b'nekem o'sar ha'melech. And he should be in her eyes like a prince or king. Ma'alech es v'tav ha'slibo. She should follow him with the ways of his heart. Marachekas Klamashi Yisna, she keeps away whatever he hates. Zed, Derech, Benos, Yisrael, Lubnei, Yisrael, Akhtoshim, Atorim, Zivugan, Uvidrocham, Eli, Yush, Yishuvah, Noam, Meshuvah. Now, the question is, this obligation upon the woman, is this a real obligation or not? Is there a din of Mora Habal, or is there no din of Mora Habal? So if you look in the Gerariya, the Marami Prag, at the beginning of the Parsha Kedoshim, there it says, Ish ima vavav tiro. It's more of a Rashi quote. More Kiddushin. Ish below Isha. But Isha is Mishus HaKherim Aleh. Once she gets married, she's ready, she has to do what her husband says, and she can no longer do what her father says. Correct? The Mizrahi. What do you mean? That's all as far as covet. Covet means, what does covet mean? Makal umashke, to give him the cup of tea. If the husband wants tea and the father wants tea, and they're a mile apart, she can't do both. When it comes to Mora just means Yoshibu Komo, she won't sit in her father's seat, she won't sit in her husband's seat, whatever it means. That's what Laura means. So enough. What's the big deal? So the Mizrahi says, "The main Indian lekavod, the Mora tnei one lekavod." In a chinam, the puzzle goes upon. Says it by Mora, but it really means kavod. There's no din of Mora by a baal at all according to that pasuk. Kavod, yeah. But the Mora just logs to later. She has to feed him. She has to take care of his needs. Machal and mashal. But there's no need to listen to what he says. That's according to Shitas Ha Rabbi Leo Mizrahi. According to that, the pashtus, there's no need for a. Stop, hold on. The Rami Prak says no, that there's an obligation upon a wife to obey her husband. And there's also an obligation upon a child to obey a parent. Two chidushim. Because the Maral says that's included in the word Mora. Lo yister es tvarav, the Gemara says chidushim. You shouldn't contradict his words. It doesn't just mean. He says, he says Clinton's speech is good. You say Clinton's speech is bad. That's what I used to tomorrow. Aside from that, it means if he says, go to the store and buy me a paper, and they say no, that's also a used to tomorrow. Because, he said do this, and you're not doing it. He says, don't go to the store to buy a paper. And I said, I'm going anyway. That's also a used to tomorrow. Because you're disobeying. Disobedience is also a bechina of a used to tomorrow. That's what the Marami Prax at the beginning of Kedoshim, and not Rashi. The Mela, Rabbi Otzai, that's a big kiddush. You look at Otzra Polskim, most Polskim disagree there and say there's no obligation in the wife to listen to the, to obey her husband. And Otzra Polskim on this Ramah, Arichus Gedol about it. The Marasho, by the way, is the one Yavamah Tzamah Beis, which talks about clothing, being part of Mechavdo, part of it. The Ultra Apostle is a very interesting shayla, different than Hagin. In some parts of Europe, the custom was that a husband and wife did not refer to themselves, to each other, by the first name. Also, in many places, that's how I grew up, basically, more or less. That the parents didn't really refer to themselves by the first name.
Mom, Dad.
That's right, Mom, Dad.
Isn't that only after the kids?
Yeah, of course. Before the kids come, it's very hard to call your wife and everything else about their name. You know, it's tough. It's like, how do you talk? I mentioned to you, how do you talk to the shver before the whole kids come? You just call. some call mom and dad, or others can't do it for whatever reason. So you just say. I remember when Rabbi listened with the Rav, he didn't never call them anything. I mean, it was a riot. He just called cough. Calling ready, but he also felt a little comfortable, a little too formal, you know. And he was just sort of getting attention. But in many places, according to what I saw to Apolskim, in the more Hasidic places, they didn't call their wives and husbands by the first name. They called my man, my husband, and when they spoke to the third, so they took someone else. How my manik is up, my husband said, don't say Chaim said, my manik is up, my stroyek is up, my wife said. Okay, but they didn't talk about it. The Chiyav and Mora Haba. The thing is, I explained to you in the dorm talk, that's only if it's a reasonable request. If a husband makes a crazy request, if he wants his wife to stay home the whole day, he doesn't do anything, so then she doesn't have to listen. She has to go to her room to find out if the request is reasonable. That's the halach we had then. Okay, that's just some basics of marriage. Keep it in mind. It's very basic stuff. Alright. We're now ready to begin the next sugya. Which is any redonus to any. obligation on the part of the wife to do work with the wool, which will yield a certain amount of income. Then there are the obligations in the home, domestic obligations. Then there are what we call the melachos hachibah, the romantic obligations, if you will, in terms of what things have to be done. Let's see all three of them in short order right now in the Mishnayos and in the Gemara. You find, first of all, the Gemara will come and tell you about, the financial obligations of Mishnah Sam of Dalit and the Beit. That's what it says. The end of the Mishnah. Umay Yotolo, Mishko Chamesh Shlom Shal Shetzi Bihuda, Shein Esen Shlom Begolol, or Mishko Esen Shlom Ore Bihuda, Shein Esen Shlom Begolol. That's it. That's all. That's what you have to do for him. You have to do a certain amount of weight, of wool, you have to weave it up, whatever you have to do with it, and that's their obligation, financial law. That kind of income, you'll then go to the husband. I called it before, the fixed income. I mean, the money is fixed, but I mean, the amount of work you have to do is fixed. Notice, I haven't quoted Allah from Shemanah, because it's hard to tell. What does it mean now? How do you translate nowadays? What does it mean exactly? Don't know. But you have to do a certain amount of work for him to consider the proper amount. So kind of weaving or something. Okay. That is for the financial obligation, if you will, on her part to to quote work for him. Now, on that New Testament day, the other halachas are found. Let's take a look here, please. The Eil of Malachah Sheisha Osa Levaila. Tokenet, Yehofa, Umechabeset, Yivashelet, Menikas Guna, Masad Soamita, Veosa Bitsemer. Also, the semer is the, what we spoke about earlier, the obligation to take care of the wool. So the part is, how many others? Total of seven? Did I get it straight? I think it should be seven, no? Count them up. There are seven. Six, we call domestic obligations. Take care of the house, the child of the child, you know, or the people of the north, those are included in that category. And the seventh is a, in effect, financial. Litva, Stemma, or Christian, that's the obligation. Kor Laloma in Rambam, Kerf of Aleph, and in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon, Kerf of Aleph. Sorry? No, that's in other words, the Mishnah on Sam of Dalit elaborates upon the Mishnah on Nuntet. This tells you. This is the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes Amud Bet. Not yet. Yeah, Mishnah. So my non-Jew and half. All right, so today is the practice. So take care of it the way you can. Yes. No. Ultimate center is the five slime. Rabban says Minigam Medina. So then the enemy beyond the five slime, beyond the Minigam Medina, that would be considered most. Gotcha. The center is the. You then check this, you don't know. You need to dream, you don't have to do it. So, the market asks the question. If that day of ultimate tenor is to yield a financial gain, then why is it, that's a good question. Why is it that the three shvachos potter from that obligation? Still no gain. Let's say an economics rule. Maybe the weaving of the wool that's mentioned over here is not the financial gain. This is just a matter of doing work around the house. Then what are we? obligation on the part of the wife to do work with the wool, which will yield a certain amount of income. Then there are the obligations in the home, domestic obligations. Then there are what we call the melachos hatiba, the romantic obligations, if you will, in terms of what things have to be done. Let's see all three of them in short order right now in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. You find, first of all, as you might have come to tell you about, the financial obligations that Mishnah Sam of Dalit and the date. That's what it says. The end of the Mishnah. Umay Yotolo, Mishko Chamish Shlom Shoshesi Behuda, Shenes and Shlom Begolol, or Mishko Esther Shlom Ore Behuda, Shenes and Shlom Begolol. That's it. That's what? That's what you have to do for him. You have to do a certain amount of weight, of wool, you have to weave it or whatever you have to do with it, and that's their obligation, financial belong. That kind of income, so then go to the husband, I called it before, the fixed income. I mean the money is fixed, but I mean the amount of work you have to do is fixed. Notice it's not even quoted by Lachlan Shemanar, because it's hard to tell what does it mean nowadays, how do you translate nowadays? What does it mean exactly? Don't know. But she has to do a certain amount of work for him to consider the proper amount. The amount of weaving or something. Okay, that is for the financial obligation, if you will, on her part to to quote work for him. Now on that new testament day, the other malach of the fan. Let's take a look at it. The Osa B'Temer is the, what we spoke about earlier, the obligation to take care of the wool. So the part is, how many others? Total of seven? Did I get it straight? I think there should be seven, no? Count them up. There are seven. Six we call domestic obligations. Take care of the house, the child and the child, you know, or the Malika Tzinah, those are included in that category. And the seventh is in effect financial. Litva, Sema, or Pishtin, that's the obligation. Quote of the Aloha in the Rambam, Kerech of Aleph, and in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Hei of Aleph. Somewhere around the top. Yeah. Sorry? No, that's in other words, the Mishnah on Sam of Dalit elaborates upon the Mishnah on Nintet. This tells you, in Sam of Tet, the Nun test rather tells you have to have wool, let's say how much wool, and then and that Sam of Dalit tells you how much wool, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But this idea of Mishka, Samish, Loim, whatever it is, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't come out that way. The Shulchan Aruch says, Dazan Lerig, Oreges, Lutham, Rokemet, Litvot, Samuel Krishna, doesn't say how much. Doesn't say how much. It says kind of depends upon more upon Minik HaMedina. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says it's in the case about the Rambam already says in Hufa Yishuv, I said before, Teres Kof Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says Kof Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Again, similar logic to the Shulchan Aruch. Called the Minig HaMedina, saw the town is called Sevda, and the five law, and Mishnah Chamash Shlom, is not found. That was an example of what was then the Ulai Shabbeinu Sober, Shein Kitzvah Zuh B'chol HaMakomah, and that's all of your minute. The Magadishan Fenton, why did Ram left out that amount? That was just the custom then. Mana Mishnah, that might change. Look at the, what the, Magadishan Fenton, that Ram, that was from Bala Chabach Allah. Okay, let's go on. Those are the, seven alone. Now, if Nifro Shifra Amak, she bought it on a dam, she bought a ship, a maid came, her father came, her maid came, to come along with her to the marriage. Lot of standards below all from Loma Chabez, knocked out three. Shtayim, and the Lashelot and Nikon Tuna, knocked out two more. Sholosh, and Masaf, Lo Amitim, and also the Tema, knocked out the last two. So that's nothing. Arba, oh, Arba, Yoshevet B'Katadlo. What happened to Sholosh? Rashi says, Yoshevet B'Katadra, so Tidra B'Shvilo Lera B'Shlipa Slavi Lo Chema to be biased L'Aliyah. In other words, she has three, she doesn't do any of the seven official jobs, but you know, odds and ends she has to do. She's a four, so that's all the odds and ends, she just sits there pretty. Rebbe Lezo Meh, Afi Lechnizel Meh, Shlokas Kopal Asim B'Tenra. Wow, famous Mishnah. Shabbat Talam Aviyah L'Dei Zimo. Do another good chassid shalom to immorality. That's Bagomer. Of a maradishka in last block, let's consider Shabbatolam and the other day. Shimu, that's Raji, she goes. It's going to stir crazy. You're going to go crazy from doing nothing. You have to keep busy. Those are the important lessons for men also, not just for women. You have to keep busy. Doing nothing is literally driving crazy. Okay, this is the... This is the Mishnah on the afternoon test of the day. Not yet. Yeah, let's go. We're talking about non-Jew and a half. All right, so there is a problem. So just take care of it the way you can. Yes. No. Ultimate center is the five flying. Rambam says Minig HaMedina. So then the enemy is beyond the five flying, beyond the Minig HaMedina, that would be considered most. So, Magad asks the question. If that day of ultimate center is to yield a financial gain, then why is it, that's a good question. Why is it? The three shvachos potter from that obligation. Still no gain. Let's say an economic rule. Maybe the weaving of the wool that's mentioned over here is not the financial gain. This is just a matter of doing work around the house. Then what are we talking about? Kicking the donut top of Masha there? Because they're going to do the work. The Matilla will have a profit. Well, that's a product. She'll hire the worker. They'll do the wool, and he'll get the profit. Okay, very good. Rabosa, then is the Malacha Shachiba. That's in Samach Allah from an hour. Arba Yoshevet B'Katadra. Om Rav Yisrael Bar Chananya, Om Rav Huna, Om Rav Pisham Yoshevet B'Katadra. Abba Mozeges Lo Kol, Umasas Lo Atamita, Umachetz Lo Pono Gerd of Aragra. That she has to do. She has to pour the cup of drink, and make his bed, and wash his hands and feet. Woo! I know. Om Rav Yisrael Bar Chananya, Om Rav Huna, Come Malacha Sheisha also the Baila, Nida also the Baila. All the other Malachas that are in the first mission, which are Malacha Shatircha. Kut, Vindigas Akal, Vatsar Samita, Vachotas, Pona, Vyota, Varagla. Those should be the Nida cannot do. Vatsar Samita. In Shidusha and Shashem Bey, Vatsar Alasiya, here's on the right margin. The right in there. That's the test, Kiyamina Shechol Isha Shatama the Baila. Kule, and he's not any other. Doctor the Masiyah there, who should tickle the Rabbanah Tachem Tzolot. It means wool. Aber schar malach was er schnitzt und nicht das Zehn und bracken. Das ist das Zehn und bracken zu gehen. So am Kenne ist die Ocher von der Schelle. Ein neue Chole auf Kiasse mir hin. Und was er echt auf das Zehnuch, ist die Jade des Schmeier. What's the son of a Jared Ishmael? That's why I added to you over here. On the Kaf Dalit of an Aleph, Umid Arena. That's the sixth wide line. Right next to this, I go up about. You see that, the Umid Arena. Umid Arena, the Isha Ein, the other Lagarish is Atma. What's that? Well, we can't divorce himself. What does it mean when we can't divorce himself? What does it mean? What does it mean when we can't divorce himself? Well, let me keep one hand there on the round. Let me show you the Gemara. Just to show you this New Testament Aleph. I didn't put the Gemara on the list, and I figured if you use the round. New Testament Aleph. Towards the bottom of the page. It says, that's domestic work. There's nothing romantic about that. But put up pillows, as the Tosafot says. New Levi and Abdallah Mabe, they make a reference. That saw us on each of the home behind us, Jesus and Sardinian. The Dava Shafiba also put up sheep. Abdallah saw us, Karim, the Tosafot, and Dava Shafiba. Surely need to stop to put up, to put the pillows there, to put the mattresses there, not the highest layer of the covering, pillowcases and sheets, etc. That's okay. Even derived from the New Testament days. Dama shal Torah is for Torah. As opposed to leader of the people. It's the time of Allah, the name of Torah. As opposed to the Nabdal, the other one showing the same thing as well. The Torah of Vienna says the next Torah is Machlin for the Vista to be out of the smaller. About the victory, Pirish, Arab, and Shmaiah, and Nizal Rashi, Avila Shalit and Mafteach, from Yoda to Yoda, this is the famous Kumas Rashi. Ishta Nida, he didn't even pass anything from him to her. The Khan ain't Raya, no Raya from here. The Shana, the biggest coach, Dabash Shafiba, but Zura, Pilu, Avila, the Fon of Allah Shulcha, El Lamar, Manachal, Rabbi Sajid, El Lamar, Pumas, the Kuva, El Noya, Instead of the yo, there's a funny guy who moved to the nice to time with the Shabbos for all the mecha should call Harbe the Shana Harbe. Shall the yo, the Ishto, Shema, he made for us a path. Shema, he made. Ran. Well, let's point it out to the Tulsa. Quarter of the ground, I reckon. It should have been on. I must have left it over. I'll tell you, put Anche Shenko, that's true. Hocha and Biyadah Lagarish Asaf, so the last Tosis. Tema. So Habi Yadah Lama Eni Zonis Vieni Osa. And Tosis claims, and she says, Eni Zonis Vieni Osa, this will force a divorce. Because you can't manage without her. Vieh Shloma, the Rosa Liyashiv Gama Liba de Rishlokish. What does Rishlokish say? Come on, what does Rishlokish say? Matya Dera Iko. She cannot say any zonas any osa. But according to Rav Huna, Tosafot says, it's biyado legarish atasma. But the Ran can't believe that. Let's go back onto the Ran. That's background. Says the Ran, umida amina di ishen biyado legarish atasma. See on the cup down on? Muchach mashakasav lamala. Tafil le Rav Huna di yama yachol ish shakamu labayla. Any zonas any osa. Stop of a masiyo there means a wolf. Of the Shah Malachas Hashniz Mishna Tenet, not the Tenet of the Rashadas, Lo Kalei Mena, La Kia Zuchuso Shabal. You look him up, if you don't agree with me, Hare Biyada Liptor, Es Atma, She Oma Eni Mizona Tenet, and also in the Hezma can't survive. Ella Kiddit Has Dizma, that she just Iran. But Iran says, Eni Mizona Tenet, also just means, one. Tosafot in the meantime, any? Seven. You're right now, the Anshe Shem, quoted over there on page 46, on the old day. Liyah Tosafot, the perishal that in Saman, and Moved, and in Tosafot, also, Tura, because thy malachas are shnis mishnasenu. Chut, what you have to do is dig at Tatos, Batsah, Tamita, Tachosot, Pana, Yadav, Aravlev, the Chayavet Sen. That she has to do. That she absolutely has to do. Big time achlokas apostle. She said, "Ain't you done anything else? Does she have to do the work around the house or not?" The Ran says yes, and Tosfos says no. Now, here Tosfos says no only indirectly. By assuming that the other guy is Atma, if she would be able to do same as Don Senyos according to Avuna, they were four sickles. She saw on Sunday, she'll go about to Shabbos the first time, and the following Thursday night, the second time. She was to the battle the following Thursday night. So what she got the first time for? Just because of Tumma Vitara or some kind of other reason. I don't know what she went for. What? 5 days. In order to make sure she did what they've done to that. I don't go to the process, okay? She went down to the project. She was talking to me for another time. Because the first dealer was no shiv in the team. It's not a zenith as our chumra, but every woman is treated as a jubber who requires shiv in the team. It's going to be right, but only a deep, only a jubber requires, and the leader does not require. Only she's been told in 7 days. But the Rabbanim came along and said, that every woman has to have 7 clean days. Every woman. Because if she went to the mikveh after the 7 original days, including 5 not clean days. So 5 plus 2, she went to the mikveh, she went to 5 days later, so she was moved to her husband. But for the intervening 5 days, it's called an male libra. There were certain coolers then, apparently. But today, it's not shaykh, but flour. If you look in the Meshach Hoffman, he was still tired. But Marcus Bowe, he suggests that was not the good. The Shia will come, the Beit HaMikdash, this whole chumra will have to disappear. Because it's a korbanah, it's going to be impossible to make every woman have the status of a zav all the time. You're making it, maybe touching the Beit HaMikdash, you can't do that. We'll have to cut the whole thing out. I don't know why, according to what we see in the Mezibu, they kind of go twice. They go once after the 7 days, and then go the second time after the Shivan Akim. Maybe. But that's what Rashi Chachma says in Parshas Bo. Yeah, like Truma, Karban, all the things. Whatever. This is the Tosfos. It's very important to see once because it's going to come up, you get married, Mr. Shem. All these kinds of halachas. What do you do? How do you handle things? But the Tosfos come on off me. They say you should follow Shikas Rashi, you should hold up close Shikas Rashi. You shouldn't hand things to one another. It's hard to know what the Makar is. It's really no Makar for it. It's supposed to be rejected. It's supposed to say there's no Makar from the Sinai of Gemara. So it's a Kumar Rashi. Thought of the Shekhanah. And it's something which should be observed in the Ran. Hold on. Ran quotes Mekilim. Ran quotes Mekilim. And the Ram is also Makil. The Rashi's Makil. It's not proper to the Shon. The Shogunar is Makil, so it should be Makil. Someone who's Makil, no, what can I do? That's what to rely on. It's a Rambam sheet. I'm a lame here. Although, this would be better if the Ran, but the Ran sheet is wrong. Alek Yamin is honest, and he also has to turn me cold, Zayin Malachim. How do you know? If he oddly shah Malachim, talks to him as he has the Temer. That's the Raya. If she does that a Malachim, she does get less Temer is incumbent upon her. Could it happen in my season, like the Medica talks to him as he has there? There's a connection between the other 7, that's just the one, and her Maasei Adayim. You know, I didn't do what I didn't call Kenneth Viofa. אז לא תמיד איך זה שאתה אייר איבן מה שעושה לשליש, נכון, לך לא זמוך אחרת, שם את אני מובה בית. ואין לכן אמין, כבר עשו עוד מלאכת, כפי שיש לי את הטוב. וטוב זאת לרן, כל סבן מלאכת, all 7 מלאכת, are connected in the zone. Not just one, but all 7.
Demdura, yes. Last line. Yitama Moretus in Melacha my Pachlan in Tzibasa Linted Pizza Velasis by Yachal Apofa Lavati Adel Rishlam so just sit with it make it do the work sit Rishlam Akev and the Ein Arot Lassos El Adesbiya Hashiva Moretus who talks the Ein Adam Zar Im Nachash Mishpifa Achat the person expected to live with a scorpion, a serpent in the same little area. Even though the bad thing is trying to keep him safe. I can't tell the person to do that. Here too. But the man that she doesn't want to work, so whip her. Bang, whip her, so she does the work. So she bakes the bread. There's no way to live. No way to live. No way to live. So, yeah. So Machlokes, the kid that tells him the Ran, when he says, ain't he also, what's she entitled to say? According to the Ran, only what? Come on, only what? Only the Temer, that's it. Just to the rest of the process, no? Even the other Malachas in the round out, she's not required to do. Yeah, but the three she has to do. That's three she has to do.
What is the yeah.
The word Ma'asem will say will include from tennis over the whole story.
And that's what he said.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's
what he said.
What happens, Rabbi Osai, if the woman simply refuses to do what she's supposed to do? Refuses to do it.
Yeah.
But anybody, she refuses to do what she's supposed to do. Doesn't bake. Ah, chutzpah. Supposed to bake, it says in the Mishnah. I'm not baking. What do you do now? What do you do? She won't bake, and she won't buy cakes, she's gone, and she won't do anything. What do you do with her? What'd you say? Kill her? Well, if she's dead, it's no problem if it's not married. It's got the later, that's true, but there's no problem telling by it. Divorce her. You don't want to divorce her. Beat her up, correct. Not that you should be the rabbi, that's the husband of Chassid should be the rabbi. Go to Bezdin. Bezdin will call her in and say, lady, you're supposed to be Bezdin for the parish of Mishnah. She'll say, Rabbi, I don't know what she says. Lady, one of the things you require for you have to be, you have an obligation. So some has an obligation to Rabbi Osai to pay a back of debt. And he refuses. Refuses. Doesn't plead poverty. I have $1 million in the bank. I'm not going to pay it back. Why? I don't like the way you look at me one day. What will Bezdin do? Well, either try to get a hold of the money. We discussed already last year, this year. Ach, the fena bugufo, the fena bugumono. Instead of hitting him, I'll just take his money away. Yeah. If they can't get his money, you hit it, they'll get a stick to him. Are you going to pay back this obligation you owe to your friend? He says, no. Whack. How about now? No? Whack. Send it tomorrow. Subis. No, I think it's tomorrow. Send the pay vote, see if it's there. Last time I think it was a pay vote. Hold on a second. Here it is. Here it is. Tomorrow says, pay vote. Where? They were parish over here. Oh, yes, Pachomet, the last bar line. Amalei. Amalei, you have a mitzvah. Your Honor, I accept that it's a mitzvah to pay back the debt. I don't want to do the mitzvah. What are you doing? Amalei, no problem. Tanina. Umidamina, the Isha, and the other Lagaj is Atma. What's that? Well, we can't divorce himself. What do you mean, we can't divorce himself? What does that mean? What do we can't divorce himself? Well, let me keep one hand there in the round. Let me show you the Gemara. Just to show you the New Testament out. I didn't put the Gemara on the list, but for you to use in the round. New Testament Aleph. Towards the bottom of the page. It says, a little baby. Bo'meres yikotshu yada le'otayim. Yadayim istu lo'ob olam. It's no problem with Abashu lo'ob olam. Friends of Gemara. If you come off to me, Mekacha. Ho'meshabdele. Her hands are meshibbet to him. Dumas yadayim. Amalachim egasha. When I get divorced, my answer when I no longer meshibbet to him, then the nether should be tough. Umeik imidi. Te'ilu ashka lo kodesh lo kame kodesh. That's a class called Abashu lo'ob olam. The Gemara, Amar Rabbi Allah, Alam Alo, Ilu Ha'omel Ha'veiru, Sada Zush, Ani Mocha Lecha, Ha'sada Zush today. Lit Kishe Eka Chanem Emchot Yikodesh. When I repurchase it from you, it should become Hekesh. Milo Kodesh. Would it not be Kodesh? It is Kodesh. Shittu. Master Svar Rabbi Yirmiya, what are you crazy? Mi Dami, Ha'sam Biyodo Lahakdisha. Ha'cha Ein Biyodo Lagarish, it's Atma. There right now before he sells it in his hand to make it hectish. So later on, if he makes it, says right now, should be called later on, it's also going to be hectish. But in the case of the woman, it's aimed because of the guy she's got, not in her hand, to, in effect, create a situation of divorce. She can't. She can't. Okay. Oh. So the Ran. Well, let the boys do nothing. Tell us. Quarter of the ground. I reckon it should have been on. Ante Shankov, that's true. How can you be able to get the garage out of the last house? Tema. The Habi Yoda Lama Ainu Donut Vieni Osa. And Pope claimed, and she said, Ainu Donut Vieni Osa, this will force a divorce. Because you can't manage without her. Yesh Loma, the Rosa Liyashim Gama Liba de Rishlokish. What does Rishlokish say? Come on, what does Rishlokish say? Masya Dea Iko. She cannot say anything done with any else. But according to Ahuna, Tosa says, it's the other. I saw her around, I can't find her right now. Here it is. Page 52. Rans, believe it or not, but it's around not really. Guess so. Could be. Gotta think about it, I'm not sure. Any we have 12, is that right? I owe you money. I'll pay you back $10. How many? 7.